SNL weekend update falls flat with Rittenhouse jokes. Hopefully he got all of that shooting out of his system. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 21, 2021. Saturday Night Live, SNL's Michael Che attacked Kyle Rittenhouse during the latest weekend update segment, stating, "Hopefully he got all of that shooting out of his system before he becomes a cop." On Friday, Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty in the murder of two men during a Black Lives Matter protest, Che said. So hopefully, he got all of that shooting out of his system before he becomes a cop. Protests are being held all around the country in response to the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, which is brave, because Rittenhouse just got off for shooting protesters. I don't know, maybe don't tempt him? The SNL host added. Watch below. Editor's note, Colin Jost then delivered a joke about Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, and pedophilia that's nowhere near as funny as Tucker Carlson's mid-trial punchline. Joseph Rosenbaum died as he had lived, trying to touch an unwilling minor. So it seemed more appropriate just to reprint that one. Che then suggested Presidents George Washington and Thomas Jefferson deserve to be canceled as he shifted to a different topic. A Washington, D.C. art school is postponing renaming its theater after alumni Dave Chappelle following his Netflix special controversy, he said. He then added, well, of course, because God forbid you should name a building after someone problematic in Washington, D.C. While the screen beside him displayed photos of the Washington Monument and the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Che is not the only member of the entertainment elite to attack Rittenhouse following Friday's jury verdict, which found the 18-year-old not guilty of all charges. As the news Rittenhouse's innocence was announced, leftists across social media began having a collective meltdown. Many of those who freaked out over the verdict included left-wing Hollywood celebrities and elites who piled on Rittenhouse, blaming white male privilege for the not guilty verdict. Actress Rachel Zegler, the star of the upcoming film adaptation of West Side Story, oddly claimed that Rittenhouse's not guilty verdict is the epitome of white privilege and exactly what is wrong with this godforsaken country. During the trial, ABC's designated survivor writer Pat Cunnan also focused on Rittenhouse's skin color, insisting that if he weren't white, he probably wouldn't be on trial. Because he'd be dead. On the same day of Rittenhouse's acquittal, another young man, who is black, claiming he fired a gun in self-defense was also found not guilty of murder. A jury found Andrew A.J. Coffey 4, 27, not guilty of second-degree felony murder. Three counts of attempted first-degree murder of a law enforcement officer by discharging a firearm and one count of shooting or throwing a deadly missile, T.C. Palm reported. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.